HXS KN4 VWA. HXS KN4 VWA. VA mobile.
04PXB.
04PXB, how are you, Lloyd? KN4 VWA, Steve.
Yes, sir. I'm doing good. Figured you were trying to reach out of the station, then you just do out a radio check and make sure you're, you know, being received at all.
How is my signal, sir?
You're definitely full quiet on this end.
Good. At least I know my wacky box still works.
Yep. It's definitely sounded good. I heard the station like they were trying to break in and communicate a while ago. They must have been having some kind of radio issue or antenna.
Matter, they were on Wade Hampton Boulevard in a repeater's really susceptible to shadows and buildings and intersections with power lines lately.
Yeah, there's a little bit of moisture out there, well, a good bit of moisture out there because it's definitely low fog right now and light mist.
Glad you said that. I thought that was behind my eyeballs.
Sir, and if it is, it's in front of mine, too. And behind yours and in front of mine.
Well, there you go. Well, did you have a nice Thanksgiving, bud?
Yes, sir, I did. Had a nice 4-day weekend and enjoyed it and relaxed and definitely had some good turkey time.
Hear that? It sounded like somebody came in and tried to say comment. Did you hear it?
Yes, I did. I heard a brief break of the squelch a while ago that I may have stepped on them.
Come in there and try it again there, comment. Okay, I know I heard something there, didn't you?
I definitely heard them. Like I said, I'm not sure if they're just keying up the talking and then keying up the mic so it just they're not waiting long enough to let their mic key up and then before they say something. So if that station can hear us, just key the mic, wait a few seconds, and then try to broadcast.
Making it in now, so. Anyhow, just trying to be polite, let everybody in. So, well, are you ready for Christmas, big guy?
Got the tree put up yesterday. Got presents already underneath of it. And I'm going to be doing a little bit more wrapping between now and then and call it done.
Well, I tell you what, I've been in the Christmas spirit this year. I've already had Christmas music playing on my XM stereo. And I even went so far as to put I took up some track down there in my little hobby building. And I put about a 12-foot route around my Christmas tree this year for my grandson. He turned 3 back in September. And I've got an 027 Southern Crescent from 1920s running on that track. And it's fun.
Yep, definitely sounds that way. I love that train that one the Mutz there in Malden has running. I definitely like seeing that train run around.
The Mutz in Malden, you kind of got to ask yourself which train, because he's got several. Now, those are G-gauge. Those are big ones. I'd love to set up a nice G-gauge track in my little hobby building. But Mama says we got too many other things to do, and I got to go out and make enough money to get her happy. So, you know, hey.
The old adage, if Mama ain't happy, nobody's happy. If you're not happy, nobody cares.
Lloyd, you are such a true philosopher, son. I call you the sage for the day.
Yep, and I have, you know, I have a harem in my house that I'm the only male, so and you know, there's, you know, I just deal with it, and when I just put myself in time out when I need to.
Hey, man, it's not that way now, but at one time I had my daughter, a female dog, a female cat, my wife, and one male dog. And let me tell you, he was fixed, so I treaded lightly.
That's always the way to handle that one.
What kind of radio or equipment are you getting for Christmas there, big guy?
Oh, that's funny. And yeah, there's definitely no radio in the works, like I said, right yet, because definitely got to be able to get the HOA and a way to hide it from the HOA and set up a radio room, because my wife definitely says that I'm not putting a rig in the main room where for the TV is.
Get you a HF rig?
Oh, I have not yet.
That remedied. And I tell you what, have you got a good size attic?
Yes, sir. Yes, I do.
You could put you a good sized bazooka up in your attic, and those things, from what I've heard, work well.
I'll definitely look into that and go from there. Will that kind of mess up the interfering of the TV when it's in the main room like that? Because my daughter sleeps in the sunroom, so that definitely makes it where it can't go in there with a radio, because it's definitely, the rule is if you wake her up, you stay up with her. And sometimes when you wake her up, she's 5 years old, she'll stay up a couple hours, and then she's a bear to get up in the morning.
I had a dipole, you know, a single wire dipole up in my attic for the longest time, and it stretched the width of the entire length of the house, okay? And I never got any interference from my Wi-Fi or TV or anything else. It never gave me a problem. But then again, I was using a Yaesu 991, and that's just a really good quality radio.
That was the kind that I was planning on getting for my HF rig, when I can get that route. So on running the antenna, you pretty much find a way to run it up and under through the floor, and that also requires a power converter, correct?
Need a power supply for the radio. Well, now, hold on. There are a few radios out there that have their own power supplies built in, and you just plug them into 115, but my 991, you got to have a power supply. And, pretty much the majority of radios have to have good power supplies. But is your house a two-story?
Yes, it is.
What I would do is, are you on a slab?
No, it's a bottom crawl space.
You're all set. What I would do is go right down through the floor, go to the peak of the roof, and just go in right there. And I would simply run an in-fed dipole straight down the length of the house.
All right, I'll definitely look into doing that. Like I said, getting that 991 was also my plan there. Like I said, so it's slowly getting into works. I know everyone says that, just bite the bullet and do it. Like I said, definitely can't play with the rent money.
And there's also an old saying, too, for people that don't have kids, we can't afford to have kids. And all of a sudden they turn up expecting, well, guess what? You can afford them.
Yep, that is definitely true. Like I said, because I'm raising a 5-year-old right now, and that's definitely wide open fun there.
My son, if you can picture this, was 3 in September this year. He is 38 inches tall and weighs 36 pounds. And he's as solid as a rock. A kid's going to be, he's going to be a big rascal. So the long and the short of it, my porch on the back is two levels. And it's about 30 inches down. It's about 2.5 good steps down to the second level. I'm sitting on the second level, and that rascal comes running over to the edge of the upper level and says, "Pop, pop, catch me!" And just before I even had a chance to really get prepared, all 36 pounds of him come plop right on my belly.
Yeah, that definitely made it a fun day, didn't it?
Getting my voice back from where it was.
That was a sign. Please don't ever do that again.
That's what I would have said, but Grandma thought it was so funny and so cute. She says, "Oh, you can handle it. Catch him this time." So she videoed it, and he did it two more times. And I'm going, that's enough.
Yeah, that hurt me just you talking about it.
Real sweet kid. Has good manners. And as a matter of fact, let me tell you a little quick something. He's been going to kindergarten up at this church, and he comes into our house to spend the night one night, and he goes walking up, puts his hand out, and say, "What's your name, Pop-Pop?" I said, "It's Pop-Pop, Archie." He stuck his hand out and says, "Nice to meet you, Pop-Pop. My name's Archie." So he was trying out his new social skills.
That's definitely good and always fun to hear. But, you know, my daughter, I'm glad she has listened that even though we were in an area that we knew the people, there was a lady there that she did not know. And that lady come up and talked to her, started coming up to talk to her, and she immediately ran away from her and was calling that lady a stranger, that she didn't know her, and that she wasn't going to talk to her because she was a stranger and she didn't know her.
There ain't nothing wrong with that. Now, Archie is he does sort of the same way. He will run over and hide behind his daddy's leg or my leg and kind of peek out to the side and then look up at me and says, "Is he okay?"
Yeah, that's the way my daughter does, and I'll tell her, if you're truly out and about and something goes on like that, because unfortunately people really don't pay attention to that stranger when a kid calls like that, but you holler fire and people are definitely going to be looking. And so I told her, if you're having issues like that and you're in, you know, dire strait like that, definitely just start calling out fire.
I think about that, but that's a good idea, because everybody will pay attention to that.
Yeah, I don't think there'd be any ramifications on something like that, because I don't think they'd even say anything about, you know, making, because it's truly not calling up, making a false report. It's just, you know, using that to get somebody's attention when that child's in trouble.
Betcha. And even if they did try to make something out of it, how are they going to prosecute a 5-year-old?
Yeah, unfortunately, they'd probably try to pin that on the parent.
Probably right. Well, I'm not going to make any comments about our current criminal justice system, but anyhow, it has a bit to be desired. Well, so anyhow, I am pretty much ready for Christmas, except for one or two, and I've got to run over. And they don't have radio, so I can say this on the air. I work wood. I love working wood. And I'm going over to a place over here off of Wooden Road, where woodworking shop, and I'm going to pick up a couple of these wire cheese cutters. And I'm going to cut some patterns and do some patterns in the wood. Give three of them new cheese cutters.
That's definitely good. I do woodworking, too. Like I said, I'm in the process of cleaned out my garage now because my father-in-law died, so I pretty much had to do a dump everything in my garage because it was such a quick sale on his house that had nowhere else to be, and I'm the only one that actually lived close that could pretty much get the stuff out of there that was needed to be done.
Now, what kind of woodworking equipment you got?
I've got a Ryobi router table and the plunge router and bandsaws and pretty much I've got the chisels and pretty much the whole shooting match. I even got the old type of hand drills where you just use those. I got rubber mallets, pretty much anything woodworking you can think of, I got it.
Good planer?
I have a handheld planer. It's nothing huge. But for right now, I'm going to step outside, get some fuel, so I'll be back probably about 5-10 minutes. It's KO4PXB.
KO4BWA, standing by.